£2,000
for one, top price. How much do you
know? £2,350.
Good morning, we're doing. The halacha is to do with Purim and approaching Purim. Along with Yom Kodim Achag. So Nita Gabriel, Dine Arba Parshius, the halachas of the four Parshius. The Shabbos Shasovi Chudish Ador, Tikna Chazal Lekrola Mofte, Kriya Miyuchedes Levam Parshah Shashvua. On the Shabbos surrounding the month of Adar, Chazal instituted, one should read a special maftir apart from the Sedra of the week. Tzorech Likras HaParshas Ba'Adar Sheni, if it's a leap year, they should be read in Adar Sheni. V'im Toh, if they made a mistake, V'koru, Sedra HaParshas Ba'Adar Rishon, they said in Adar Rishon, Tzorech Lachzor B'Likras Ba'Adar Sheni, they have to read them again in Adar Sheni. Again, it doesn't apply this year, we've only got one Adar. Im to'u be'echod medalat parashas, so they made a mistake in one of the four parashas. V'shochachu, and they forgot, she'tzorach likros l'maftar ha'parashah chuvus hayom. They forgot to lane, for example, parashas kolim. V'koru l'maftar kadera kol shabosos hashona, and they read the normal maftar, which this will be trumo. V'akach niskru, and afterwards they remembered, afinishoy kvar achat fil, even after davening, Tzorach lahotzi sefer Torah achen, they have to take out the sefer Torah, Velikros, Mafta Hayom Anachon, read the correct Mafta of Shkolim, the Brocha Lefonah Alachrecho, the Brocha beforehand, and afterwards, the Achakach, and afterwards, Yom HaKaddish, say Kaddish, Viafti below Brocha Lefonah Alachrecho, and they say the Mafta without the Brochas. Why do they say the Mafta without the Brochas? Because they already made the Brochas on the wrong Haftorah earlier. How will Kvar Beirup Haftorah's Patash Shavuah?
Don't say
brachos again. No. That's if they made a whole mistake. No, don't make brachos again. Imlo niskru ad shas mincha shal Shabbos. They only remembered, let's say, Pasha Shkolim example again, the Shabbos mincha. Yesh omrim sam se shemotzim sefer Torah. You take out the sefer Torah. V'yikru bo acha kriya satur shal mincha. And you read that, let's say, Shkolim, after the laning of mincha, which will be to tzaveh. The takana was only to read it in the morning. The time has passed, and we'll carry on tomorrow in Mirat Hashem. Start with the Torahway, Northwest London, Sunday, Yud Cheshvat, 16th of February. Rabbi Simchi Yakubovich Shlita, Megillus Esther. This week's Torah is sponsored by Refuah Shleima Shel Mordechai Ben Nachom Ner Yoah, Sheyizke Refuah Shleima Ukur Besuch Shor Choli Yisrael, Amen. Bezchus Hashvim HaChayolim HaMekomo Shachzu Levotzeim L'Shalom B'Meiro.
Pleasure to be here today. Megillah. Megillah's a hard one for me. I mean, I've spent this year six times going over the Masechta. Why is the story all on its own? But six times. Going over the Masechta Megillah. To really understand and go through it and appreciate it. And anybody who says it's the Agadata, not exactly. Okay, you get a lot more respect out of what it means to walk into a Beis HaMedrash when you learn the Masechta a good few times. It's Perek Rishon where you go into the Agadata, it really blows you away. The idea of Germania, which Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out to being Germany, and what could happen if they were to unite all the different factions, and just the amount of Nevuah almost one could see that was pointed out there. The amount in the actual story of the Megillah, which again requires a real breakdown. What can we take out? Many points, too many for one shift. But I decided to focus on the following and on the request of others. The last time I was here to go a little bit deeper into Noisa Borat. Chinuch. Many years ago, I had a parent who was very concerned about a child. And the parent said to me, I'm concerned my child does not exactly fit the box. And I gave the parent a bracha. After 120, the child will fit the box. But our children don't fit a box. And the reason being is, Am Yisrael are unique. Each and every single person brings so much to what makes an Am Yisrael. Every neshama is designed with the guf that it needs, that it requires to carry out that shlichus at that time. But people, many times, when it comes to appreciating that, can feel. Again, the Masechta Megillah points out to how the Tanoim, how they respected the Talmidim, they saw the quality of the Talmidim. Too many quotes to fit in one go. But just one, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, the great Tanoim, wouldn't walk over his Talmidim. Even though the Mefarshim point out to how he could have, he was entitled to, the Gemara makes it very clear, he wasn't needed to give shit, he wouldn't do it. The value of making each and every single Talmud feel valued, and the approach that we take to them. The Masechta speaks about how Esav was a Rosha, we know he was a Rosha. Yitzhak Avinu turns around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing in Esav, that you can't see something in Esav, that you can help Esav out, give him another chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he will destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And he will do it with a certain anah. You know, recently, I work in a primary school, I had a child say to me, a famous question, I don't understand why the Mitzrayim suffered so, it makes no sense. After all, it was decreed would be strangers in the faraway land. I turned to him, I said, there's a bit of a difference between enslaving a people and getting a joy out of watching the destruction and taking that extra step for pain. The Gemara makes it very clear, the joy that Esau would get out of destroying the Beis HaMikdash. At that point, Yitzchak backs up. He says, in that case, don't do anything to help them, don't. The question should be, what did Yitzchak see in Esau to begin with? And also, Yitzchak wasn't just anyone. This is a person who had nevuah. And even without nevuah, chochma, because you could say the avodah zarah that Esav made, got in the way, he couldn't access it. What was Yitzchak seeing in Esav? What was so special about Esav? Famously, the Gemara points out that the truth was he saw it as the Antoninus Rabbi Yehuda Nossi. He didn't think Esav was your Talmud Chochem. Esav's questions about pepper and mice and salt, he wasn't fooled by that. He knew very well who Esav was. He knew he was a character and a half. But he thought, you know, I can see the potential over here for him to do good. I can see there's potential for Esav to do some good. He can be, if you want, the Yisachar and Zebulun. Let it be that Yaakov will sit in tents and Esav will go, he will work, he will fight. He'll fight for Yaakov. That way he's utilizing the natural koich of an Esav. An Esav can be, the energy of Esav can be remarkable. It's not that alien. Shmuel HaNavi famously came to Noin David HaMelech. When he came to Noin David HaMelech, he saw on the pond, Nevuah was removed from him at that point, because he had said, I am the seer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed at that point. So when he sees David HaMelech, he sees the same koich of Esav. And they were not the same look. He sees the koich. There was something about David that gave off a Rishima of an Esav. He had such incredible power. And this power could build, could destroy, but he had it in him, he had that stamp. The difference was, David HaMelech knew how to take all that energy and guide it the right way. Esav gave in to temptation. He gave in to everything that made him an Esav. If Yitzchak saw that potential, the second time in the Torah when the word Ahava comes up, and Rashi illustrates that word, is when Yitzchak Avinu took Rivka for a wife, brought to the tent. Rashi says very clearly, what did he see in Rivka, that he loved her, the word love, all the things that happened by his mother, the Hanani HaKovei, he talks about the challah and the candles, he saw the potential. So when you look back at Toilus and you think to yourself, you find yourself parents of here, one seems to love one child, another seems to love another child. Yitzchak and Rivka understood that because she grew up with Rishon, the path Esav was taking. And those who questioned did she love him, of course she did. Rashi at the end points out, Chazal make a thing out of it. She didn't want both sons to die on the same day. Losing Esav would have hurt Rivka. But the love she had was seeing that potential that existed in each child. And so the Masechta says, when Esav is being brought up, it was Yitzchak who turns around and says, the potential in my child. The potential means I can see it can be utilized the right way. Everyone has potential to grow. There's no such thing as not.
It wasn't utilized the right way, Esav
wasn't at the time used. Many years later, Antoninus towards Rebbe, that should have been the relationship. It wasn't utilized the right way. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and the Gemara Megillah points out, the Talmidim came to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, we don't understand. Why is it that when it comes to Am Yisrael, they were nearly wiped out? And they brought down the Avodah of Nebuchadnezzar, and the Am Yisrael at the time sat back and all took part, even those who weren't there, the Maaser, they took part. And they said, oh, but if it was already pre-planned, they wouldn't be destroyed. What was the end game? And so Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not destroy Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't set things in motion to bring the end of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael Chai, that's not the case. Am Yisrael does these things to shake us up and wake us. But we have to acknowledge that we're being woken. We have to acknowledge he's shaking us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not seek the destruction of Am Yisrael. Who sees the potential in everyone. The Masechta talks about it, the destruction of the Mitzrayim. Someone who's not from Am Yisrael. How many times was I, when I was younger, my Rebbe Zatzal sent me to university. I had no interest. I had a lot of interesting times at university. Let's just say it. I didn't always agree with my professors. You know, politely I would disagree. Okay, you have to understand, I came with a Gemara background of Yeshiva. We were encouraged to debate, encouraged to ask questions. And one day the professor turns around to me and says, we were discussing the potential of human life. He says, and we spoke about the idea of being, it came up, the idea of being, or fascism, and it came, the psychology of control. And it happened to sneak its way in, as it would, about the idea that a Jew would think of himself superior. You know, chosen nation, Am Yisrael, Matan Torah. And one of the things that came up in the debate was if there are so many people who say one thing and the Jew says the other thing, you know, would you not say the value of the rabbin outweighs the yochid? This is a very educated person. And I turned around and said, maybe, but at the same time I was checking out the stock market that day and it looked like platinum was doing pretty well. And I asked, why is platinum doing so well? So the professor looked at me, because there's less of it. I went, exactly. Okay. Comes to being Am Yisrael. There's less of it. We might not have that. What about being superior? Superior? I said, we don't say full halal the entire Passover, I explained to him, the whole Pesach. We don't hold ourselves superior. We mourn the death of Egyptians. This professor wasn't any pushover. Turns around to me, this was Regents at the time, turns around to me and asks the question. He says, if you hold, you're not superior. Now, how can you even celebrate a bit of a halal, knowing what's to come with the destruction of all the Egyptians by Kriyas Yamsuf, spitting of the sea? And I said, the Gemara Megillah at the time, the Gemara makes it very, very clear. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not gain joy by their destruction. He allows others to take the simcha on the human level. But you're talking about the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no joy in the destruction of human life. The potential of human life has no limits. Jew or not Jew, every single person is contributing to the world. Why don't HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? Our entire religion celebrates the life of every single human being. We have so much that we can get. When Shlomo Melech built the Beis HaMikdash, Chiram was called out. Every look we take throughout the Torah, the potential of what we can do to make the world a better place. But I digress. What is it about Megillah? What is it about a Jew? What is it about Purim? What is it? Well, to start off, I don't have to give a long shiur over the chashivas of Purim. And I'm not going to go into the Zohar, I'm not going to go into what I looked up the night before. Purim, Mishulash, Eretz Yisrael, laning the same time as we do in Chutz Laretz, the gavus of this year's Purim is immense, when Am Yisrael all take out the Megillah this year. Same thing. What is it about Purim, Shach Monas? What is it? I was trying to understand. Purim, more powerful than Yom Kippur. It's the day of Rachman. What is it that can be so great? So I think the best way really to go through this is to underline a few things. As we mentioned, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, like the Shmuel, will never ever destroy us. What is the ideal of Shach Monas? Yes, to enhance the love and care one has for his fellow Jew. It's very commendable, it's very important. Yes, again, there was a party that happened with the Achashverosh at the time. Am Yisrael went and partook in a feast. And again, this was detrimental in the way we were celebrating because of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. This is what occurred. We were celebrating a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And again, the Gemara explains painstakingly that Mordechai HaTzadik was the Mashkiach at this party. There's no question, it's not a Medrash, it's a Gemara. It makes it very clear that Mordechai HaTzadik was the Mashkiach, and so was Haman. So those who say, Am Yisrael partook, yeah, okay, Haman did his bit. Aben HaMaisa, the party was kosher v'yosher. There was nothing wrong with the party. If that's the case, where did we go wrong? There's a separate idea called Jewish pride. Jewish pride is used a lot these days. A Yid is not a Yid, is a Jew. In the face of adversity, the Gemara says, the identity of what it meant to be a Jew, that was the problem. The same reason we went out of Mitzrayim, we were not barred to Valagush, Lashonah Kodesh, these were schusim that stood fast the test of time. When it came to Sterach HaShverish, a Jew is naturally patriotic. It's why we went to Shibut. Pari fooled us into saying, come, let's rebuild Mitzrayim, let's make it great. And everyone felt patriotic. Naturally, throughout the history of Am Yisrael, we become very patriotic to the country we're in because the Yid has got naturally in. It's a beautiful thing. If you think Akaras HaTov is naturally part of the Jewish blood. If we go out of it, we're happy to contribute. We want to contribute. Unfortunately, it also led to the Shibbet. Here, what was the problem with Am Yisrael? They went down a very dangerous path where they could not separate at that point once again, not having been that long in Golus, that their allegiance was only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to a Malchus, etc. destroy them. After they saw Achashverosh as some kind of great man. This is the same person who listened to his wife Vashti, the Gemara says, and halted the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And yet they see him as some kind of wonderful king that they should respect. The same king who increased taxes in Shushan on Am Yisrael and gave no taxes to the people. So Am Yisrael were paying an insane amount of tax, and yet again, take part in a party. The ability to separate the fact that you owe the Akaras HaTov to who? To him? When I was a little kid, the way our Rebbe taught us, I always thought of Haman Yemach Shemei V'Zichrei from World War II with a little Charlie Chaplin moustache. That's how you would have imagined Haman. And then you take a look at the Gemara, and the Gemara makes it very, very clear, Achashverosh hates us 10 times more than Haman. Achashverosh hated us. The name said his wife is revealed to be a Jew. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara points out he wouldn't speak to her without a translator. It was only once he realized and she revealed who she was from the family of Shalom Melech, he spoke to her directly or somebody in between. He wouldn't speak to her. There was always an intermediate. The moment he found the family of Shalom, it still doesn't make sense. Look at the Gemara prior. The Gemara says he hated us more than Haman. Doesn't matter you come from Malchus. That's something to respect. The whole way through, the Gemara points out 3 times where Malachim intervened. The Gemara is saying it. Again, I want to highlight Gemara. The Malachim intervened. Achashverosh's anger towards Esther flared up. Why? Because she was a Jew. He hated Jews. And again, I get this time and time again. The difference between Haman to Achashverosh, Haman hates what Am Yisrael represents. This is why Chazal say, what did this Mordechai do to us? That he brought out the earth, the anger of Haman on us. What did he do? Refused to bow down to an Avodah Zarah. That's what he did. Had it not been Avodah Zarah, he would have never gone along, Haman, to destroy. No, Mordechai refuses. That's dangerous. That the Jew will stick to who he is, that's dangerous. And Amalek against the Yid, there's no reason for Amalek to go along and attack you. Amalek goes and attacks you because of what you represent. That's an Amaleki. Achashverosh is a vile anti-Semite. He hates you because you're a Jew. You're vermin. He marries a Jew. He listens to the Jew. It's a nace. It just doesn't make any sense. Even then, the Gemara has to highlight to us how the Malachim came and played their part. Because on paper, it wouldn't make sense that Ahasuerus would even care for Esther. And yet, the Chain and the Chesed that Kodesh Baruch Hu does for us was an unparalleled level. The Gemara in Gittin, and this is again how we come back to Shas Mos, what happens to us. The Gemara in Gittin famously talks about Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Famous story, Kamsa versus Bar Kamsa. And there's something that I've always had to highlight with a marker pen. Or with a highlighter, which one? The Marshal says, if Rashi wouldn't have said the Bar Kamsa is not the father and son, I would argue and say the Kamsa and Bar Kamsa are father and son. What?
What?
Yes. Marshal says, if Rashi would not have said the Kamsa and Bar Kamsa are not father and son, the Marshal holds, he uses a lashon that they are father and son. So what's so bad? What's bad is terrible. It means to say Pliny was a friend of the father, and the father never stepped in for the son. The father left the son just to get on with his whole world. Father, if we say Pliny was a friend of Kamsa, and then Pliny himself is enemy of Bar Kamsa, why didn't Pliny step in to help Bar Kamsa? His son, where were the parents? You would think it's an isolated point the Marshal says in Gittin. Gemara and Shabbos and Kufi Tesam at base doesn't hold back. Gemara gives 6-7 reasons just for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And I can list them for you, going all the way down to Shema, Philip Zman, the way they gave no respect to Rabbanim, the fact children didn't get an education. The Gemara goes on. And when you learn the Gemara in Gittin, you get the idea it's been Adam Nechaveri. Comes along the Marshal yet again. The Marshal says, when it came to Kohana being corrupt, which is one of the reasons for the Horban, the job of Kohanim was to give Musa Echocha to Am Yisrael. But he became so corrupt, there was no respect to any leadership. So nobody listened to the elders. Nobody cared. Society fell apart. Parents didn't bother sending the kids to school. There was no achdus inherently. All these are various. When Adam Lamokim with Shema said, everything began to fall apart. Society crumbled among Am Yisrael. There was a mizbeach with Kabbonis. What was it worth? Don't bring me your lame kabbalos. And here you got yourself Am Yisrael coming along, and the treatment of one of the father to a son was just so bad. It gives us the understanding of how bad it can get. Many people make this mistake. They say Ben Adam Namokim and Ben Adam Nechaveri. They're connected. If you start losing what it means to respect Rabbanim, if you lose the ability to respect Chazal, if your entire attitude is, I know better than Yenin, then you will not naturally be able to bring yourself to connect to Torah and Yiddishkeit. It just doesn't work. And if you have nothing for your children to build a society on, your entire death falls apart. It just doesn't work. And so you end up with a Chorban. You end up with a Kamsa Bar Kamsa situation called the Gemara and Shabbos Kufi Tesam. Basically, nobody can respect each other enough. The entire approach has just become so corrupt. What it means to actually be a Yehudi, what it means to be a member of Am Yisrael, it just doesn't work. It's a terrible mistake. You know, and again, what do you teach your child, if that's the case? How do you build up your child to understand what it means to listen to Chazal? What does it mean to keep the Torah? And Munna B'Tochen is a lesson right through Purim, right through the Megillah, because you never actually see the Yad Hashem, the Rishon Rebbe, always brought in the Machloket of Chazal. When Moshe Rabbeinu would turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, take them out with a natural miracle, something natural, natural phenomena, do they truly need the 10 Machas? And in response to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went, yes, how necessary it was for the world to see the people of nature, that he can turn everything around. Moshe Rabbeinu was tapa on that level. The Rechaim HaKadosh brings down by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the only person in history to have received Nevuah the way he did. What do I mean? Moshe Rabbeinu sees a burning bush, then he hears Hashem. Yaakov Avinu, a ladder, then he hears Hashem. He gets the response from Shammai. Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to him. What changed? Rechaim HaKadosh says something very powerful. Avraham Avinu looked at nature and he saw Hashem. Avraham Avinu could look at the sun and the moon, the workings of nature, and all the beauty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw. He can see the Ribbono Shleilam. That's what makes Avraham Avinu. Hashem says, you can see me already. You don't need a vision. You don't need to. You can already see me on that level. You don't need any. I'm going to speak to you straight away. the level of Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke, Parshas Lech just speaks to him. Avraham Avinu can recognize the Sheshem, but Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't. It was a different level to what we understand. But Avraham Avinu saw Kodesh Baruch Hu in such a level from nature itself. Starting with Taka, the first illustration of this, what it means to see Kodesh Baruch Hu in the very workings of nature is to see the Rebbeinu Shlom. Is to see Megillah without looking at the Mefarshim. Everything in its natural order within nature itself is guaranteed that Kodesh Baruch Hu will take it. And the Ramban highlights this in Sefer Devarim. Ramban never wrote a commentary on the Agada. But the Ramban does bring it up, the idea of what a Chochem is in Sefer Devarim. The Ramban says, Ma Chochem? And what's a Tzaddik? And the Ramban says, the difference between a Chochem and a Tzaddik is the following. A Chochem, I have kids every year. We you have Einikel of children, they come to the table with an Agadosh for Pesach, and there's always a Chochem that either with a long white beard, the Rosh with a leather jacket, amazing hair, it's incredible, I always feel very guilty when I look at the Rosh, and I look at this Chochem, beautiful white beard combed, it looks like, mwah, what a tzaddik. And if it's the Gadi Polak, I look at all of them, I got kids. I think I'm lucky, I'm born in Nissan, I don't lack a goddess. My boy said, please, not a goddess this year, okay? But I always think, a goddess of Pesach after a goddess of Pesach, I don't lack in a goddess of Pesach. And one of them was, I never understood. I got these kids coming up to me. One kid says to me, Rebbe, why is the Chochem not a tzaddik? Why are we calling him a Chochem every year? He looks so grand, he asks such a great question. I mean, we can discuss how similar the Chochem the Rosh's question is. But so for this, why is it that when it comes to the Chochem, he's not called a tzaddik? Why? And the Ramban answers. The Ramban says, what's the Chochem say? Mo'iz v'chukim ha'mishpotim. A choik, when I'm keeping a choik, I don't know the reason for the choik. You know the reason for the choik? I don't know the reason. But a Chochem says, I need to pay back Hashem for all the good he's done for me. If I need to pay back Hashem for all the good he's done for me, surely I need to pay it back and understand what I'm doing. That's why he's a Chochem and not a Tzaddik. A Tzaddik understands, Rabban explains, everything Hashem does is for me. There's no payback here. I'm keeping the mitzvahs for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything for me. I've only been talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all being done for me. I know, obviously, the idea of keeping mitzvahs appears to be on the face of it that I'm paying something back, but I'm not. It's really done for me. A tzaddik understands that. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in his tzitzis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it for me. There's no payback. A chacham is trying to calculate with the Rebbeinu Shlom the whole time. What do I owe you? How much do I owe you? That's not how this works. We should have been destroyed. The Gemara says when it comes to Megillah, it's shocking to think all the Nevi'im of Am Yisrael, everyone that existed, when it came to the ring of Ahasuerus being removed and being handed over to Haman, that one move made them do teshuva. The destruction was near. That's they all returned. And again, Ahav is such a powerful thing. Where does Ahav come into the greater play of things? People forget that when it comes to Shoftim, Micha made an Avodah Zarah. This great Avodah Zarah stood there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like Brother Zohar Flogger says, I am not destroying Am Yisrael. The Malachim went in and says, look, he's making, Hashem says, the Avodah Zarah that he made goes through the desert. The smoke guides those who are lost right back to me. Meaning, they don't, right back to civilization. They are fed, they are clothed, they are housed. I'm not destroying something that creates others. Same Brother Zohar Flogger. But don't let that fool you into thinking it didn't bring another destruction point. Because I'll say it brought nearly the annihilation of Sheva Ben Yamin. It led to such corruption, Sheva Ben Yamin nearly destroyed the entire Sheva Ben Yamin. There's one place I still don't know the source. There's a beautiful book that came out on the Rishonim. He brings down that from there there were a group of from Sheva Ben Yamin that escaped to Europe from there. They would never reunite with Am Yisrael until many, many years later till the Great Golus occurred. It's a great book. A book on the Rishonim. I'll look it up later with you guys, but it's a fantastic book. It just came out. But it's there. It was one of the worst cases of destruction and a separation, according to this, of a whole group from Sheva Ben Yamin. And there was nothing came out left of them. Why? Because something that Adam Namokim, ever much after it created, at the end of the day, came to the near point of destroying Ben Adam Nechaviri. I'll end off because I don't want to keep you all for too long. How am I doing all the time?
Another 3 minutes.
Good. The idea of, and this is something that always disturbs all my kids in school. And again, you have to forgive me. I find one of the most rewarding jobs is you will get a child in primary school asking you questions adults either don't spend a lot of time, or just the innocence of the question. It's so obvious, it's there. The child said to me, I don't understand. If Hashem loves me so much, as you said, why can't I have Ruach HaKodesh back? Or why can't I have Nevuah back? Look, I teach a wide variety of children from different backgrounds. I'm very proud of what we do. It's a beautiful job to work with. But it's a hard one. If you're going to bring me the brisker of, you're going to bring me what they said about the Chofetz Chaim with Siach Dishmaya, you're going to tell me whether it is or there isn't today. How do you explain to a child Nevuah? Forget Ruach HaKodesh. How do you explain Nevuah to a child? Hashem loves me. Why can't you just talk to me directly? You're always seeing signs, and you're seeing a response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? And the simple answer to your child is what my brother showed me, brilliant book, Shmuel ben Tefillah. Shmuel brings down the Vilna Gaon. Next thing to your child, we were living through a time during the second Bishamish period, at the beginning when Chazal saw we wouldn't be able to cope with the amount of Avodah Zarah. We just couldn't do it anymore. We were falling apart. We just didn't have the strength. Out of mercy for the world, Chazal decided to go and remove the Yetzirah, our Avodah Zarah, from this world. And they did it. Unfortunately, it came with a cost. I believe the Chinese call it yin and yang. You have to have a balance to the world you live in. Well, there's a balance up there. The higher a person goes, just like by the Matan Torah, where we came to the Luchos, first Luchos, I'm sort of reached the pinnacle, such a high level, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, well, this is it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we have to give the Satan equal power. It makes a dead body of Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is again, it was a time period where Amisol began to climb up. The Yisrof Avodah Zarah became too big. They removed it, says Vilna Gaon. They removed it, they cut off the connection to Nevuah. What Chazal did, they cut off the connection to Nevuah. Suddenly you can't just have Nevuah. Turns around, the child gets very emotional. It's a beautiful thing. I'm telling you, Rabbi Yisai, when you teach a child, I just want to talk to Hashem. You have to understand your children. I asked, do you want to talk to Hashem? Or do you want Hashem to talk to you? It's a very big difference. And I had to explain to the child, when you leave the Beis HaMedrash, what do you feel? And the child says, I feel connected, I daven. What do you want? I want Hashem to talk to me. And I asked the child, and what does that look like in your eyes? Does it look like Shmuel HaNavi, where you can hear the words of your blind teacher? For the first time Hashem is going to talk to you, it's going to be a scary voice. Look at the history that you've got. You've got yourself Shmuel HaNavi going to bed. You hear Zedi HaKoy, who is blind. That's only where Hashem would appear. You look throughout the history where they heard the father speaking to them. The father's not around, he's blind. Yitzchak's father was blind. He was like a dead man. Moshe Rabbeinu's father's not alive anymore. First time he hears the voice of Hashem. So a child. In primary school, so it stops things. Rabbi, I want connection. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for connection. I always enjoy the playground talk you have with your kids. They come out, they're not in the box, as we started the shit. They're able to really talk. I want connection. And that pure and innocent answer is exactly what we're looking for. We should daven, then the times we're in, we can be Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was seeking the Olam the vision in nature itself. He didn't need any vision. Hashem could just speak to him. And the times that we're in, with everything going from presidencies to moves in this world, if one cannot see the other Hashem, one needs a real wake-up call. It's the right time, and we had to bring in Dafka Megillah, but it's a good time. We're really underneath that 30-day mark. We should move forward with the nature itself and see the other Hashem in everything we see and do. Shkoyach.
Hey! All right.